What summer without a trip to the beach? Elevate the journey with style from behind the wheel of your ultimate BMW at the Summer On Sales event. Experience an inspired performance in class-defining style in the 4 Series Grand Coupe. Or make the most of the versatile BMW X5. With everything you need to make the trip to the beach one to remember. Just be sure to arrive before all the beach chairs are gone. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Get a credit of up to $2,000 on select models now through September 4th.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the week that was in the WNBA, and we'll look ahead to the upcoming games in the W. So stay tuned for another exciting edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about Asia Wilson. When you talk about one of the premier players, not just in women's basketball, but in all of basketball, you got to talk about Asia Wilson. I mean, so early in her career, and she has wrapped up a number of accomplishments and accolades, such as being a WNBA champion, a two-time league MVP, a defensive player of the year, also a rookie of the year, not to mention an Olympic gold medalist, being a member of the United States women's Olympic basketball team, and on top of that, a national champion at the University of South Carolina. Well, Asia hit another milestone. This past week, she scored a career-high 40 points to go along with 12 rebounds as her team, the Las Vegas Aces, beat the Washington Mystics 113-89 this past Friday night. Wilson is the first WNBA player to score 40 points in a game without scoring a three-pointer. You heard me correctly. Wilson is the first WNBA player to score 40 points in a game without a three-pointer. And she also became the eighth player in WNBA history to have 40 points and 10 rebounds in a game. And only the fourth to put up those numbers in a regulation contest. So again, we talk about so many accolades and so many accomplishments so early on in her career. And I don't think Asia has even hit her prime yet. And man, she's just, as they say, the best just gets better. And when I think about the best that just continues to get better, one of the first players that comes to my mind, especially in the game of women's basketball, is Asia Wilson. So again, this past Friday night, she scored a career-high 40 points to help her team, the Las Vegas Aces, beat the Washington Mystics 113-89. And she became the first WNBA player to score 40 points in a game without a three-pointer. And she also became the eighth player in WNBA history to have 40 points and 10 rebounds in a game, and only the fourth to put up those numbers in a regulation contest. So big ups to Asia Wilson on another accomplishment. And as they say, it's just, we're watching greatness at work and just continuing to see greatness come at its full form. My next storyline is going to be Breanna Stewart. What a first year that Breanna is having with the New York Liberty. With the monster season that Asia Wilson is having with the Las Vegas Aces, she's an MVP candidate. Well, guess what? Add another name to that list. That's Breanna Stewart. Similar to Asia, so many accomplishments that she has had so far in her young career. WNBA Rookie of the Year. Also a two-time WNBA champion. She's also been a two-time finals MVP, multiple All-Stars. Not to mention, she has also won two Olympic gold medals as a member of the United States Women's Olympic basketball team. And her accomplishments are phenomenal, and she still continues to get it done just entering her prime. Stewie is clearly amazing, and she added another milestone to her lengthy resume. She set a WNBA record with 3 40-point games in a regular season. She wound up scoring 42 points this past Sunday, beating the Indiana Fever 100-89. And also this year, she scored 45 points in a win over the Indiana Fever on May the 21st. And she scored 43 points against the Phoenix Mercury on July 5th, becoming the first player in WNBA history to score at least 40 points 3 times in the same regular season. So the accomplishments have just been coming in for Breanna since she's been a professional player. Even her days in college at UConn at the University of Connecticut with Gino Auriemma. She's put up so many important statistics and still continue to do it in her professional career. So when you talk about MVP candidates, I mentioned Asia Wilson. Another name that comes to my mind and comes to a lot of people's minds, you got to put her in strong consideration, is Breanna Stewart. And again, just similar to Asia, the best just continues to get better. And kudos to Breanna on achieving another milestone, again, becoming the first player in WNBA history to score at least 40 points three times in the same season. And also for my last storyline is going to be the playoff race. The standings are heating up, and as this show is airing, the Las Vegas Aces remain in first place in the WNBA standings. They've clinched a playoff berth. Well, you could add another team to that list as well. That's the New York Liberty. They currently have a record of 24-6. So Las Vegas and New York are the first two teams in the W to clinch playoff berths. And now you have other teams that are also waiting in the wings, such as Connecticut, Dallas, Atlanta, Minnesota, and Washington. We'll get to the remaining part of the standings a little bit later on in the program. But bottom line is this, the playoff race is heating up between Las Vegas, New York, and you can add Connecticut to the mix as well. But congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty as the first two teams in the WNBA to have clinched playoff berths. And they have big games coming up. Matter of fact, they have back-to-back games coming up this week, Las Vegas and New York. Those games are going to be in Las Vegas, so it's definitely going to be must-see TV, must-watch TV. Both of these teams are so stacked. Both of these teams have depth. They have range. Both teams play great offense. They have an inside presence. The defenses are really good. So Las Vegas and New York are definitely going to be the two teams to watch. And also Connecticut, I believe, is going to be the X factor in this as well, because they could play spoiler in all of this. But the playoff race is heating up. The standings are one and two between Las Vegas and New York. And you also put Connecticut in the mix as well. All right, before we go to break, I want to say congratulations to Becky Hammon and the 1976 United States Women's Olympic basketball team. First, big ups to Becky Hammon, a longtime player in the WNBA playing for the San Antonio Silver Stars. The franchise began in Utah as the Utah Stars, and then the franchise moved to San Antonio and became the San Antonio Silver Stars. And now the franchise has been in Las Vegas as the Las Vegas Aces since 2018. But Becky Hammon done a lot in her playing career. Of course, also making that transition to the coaching ranks, being an assistant for many seasons with Greg Popovich in the San Antonio Spurs. And now entering her second year as the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces, winning a WNBA championship last year, also winning the Coach of the Year honors. And now you can add Basketball Hall of Fame to her resume as well. So again, congratulations to Becky Hammon for entering the Professional Basketball Hall of Fame. And also congratulations to the 1976 United States Olympic women's basketball team. Some of the members of the team were present at the induction. Just a few of the members, such as Ann Myers Drysdale, also Nancy Lieberman, also Julianne Brzezinski Simpson. She was present for the induction in Springfield, Massachusetts. So congratulations to Becky Hammon and the 1976 United States Olympic women's basketball team. By the way, that team won a silver medal. And of course, they were inducted alongside some heavy hitters in the basketball world, such as head coach Greg Popovich, Dirk Nowitzki, Tony Parker, Paul Gasol, and of course, Dwayne Wade, and certainly some heavy hitters in the basketball world. And certainly congratulations to Becky Hammon and the 1976 United States Olympic women's basketball team for being inducted into the Professional Basketball Hall of Fame. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a recap of the week that was in the WNBA, and also we'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the W. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Have to tell you that you've got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to look forward to. It's hard to imagine how much you could lose if you lost just one thing, your sight. Before you notice, you may be in very serious trouble because once you lose your vision to glaucoma, it's gone forever. Groups at high risk for glaucoma include African Americans and Hispanics over the age of 40, those with a family history of glaucoma, people with diabetes, and anyone over age 50. The only way to detect glaucoma before your sight starts disappearing is with a dilated eye exam. A dilated eye exam is a simple, painless test that can detect early signs of glaucoma and other eye diseases. Call your eye doctor today to schedule a dilated eye exam. After all, you have a lot to look forward to. Get a dilated eye exam before glaucoma gets you. Get the facts. Visit preventblindness.org/glaucoma.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to recap the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, August the 8th. The Connecticut Sun took on the Seattle Storm. Connecticut would go on to win 81-69. For Connecticut, Dawana Bonner had 21 points. Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 16 points and 12 rebounds. Rebecca Allen finished with 13 points, and Tiffany Hayes had 10 points. On the losing end for Seattle, Jewel Lloyd and Sammy Whitcomb both had 11 points, and Ezzy Magbegor finished with 10 points. Once again, the final score, Connecticut 81, Seattle 69. The Minnesota Lynx took on the Chicago Sky. Minnesota would go on to win 88-79. For the Lynx, Nafisa Collier finished with 29 points. Jessica Shepherd finished with 17 points. Kayla McBride finished with 13 points. And on the losing end for the Chicago Sky, Kalia Copper finished with 23 points. Elizabeth Williams finished with 18 points. Once again, the final score, Minnesota 88, Chicago 79. Also, another action, we had the Las Vegas Aces take on the Dallas Wings. Las Vegas would go on to win 104-84. For the Aces, Asia Wilson had a double-double with 28 points, 14 rebounds. Jackie Young finished with 18 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 20 points. Chelsea Gray had 16 points, and Alicia Gray finished with 11 points. On the losing end for the Dallas Wings, Satu Sabali finished with 21 points, and Kalani Brown finished with 16 points. Once again, the final score, Las Vegas 104, Dallas 84. The Phoenix Mercury took on the Washington Mystics. It was all Phoenix. Mercury would win 91-72. For the Mercury, Diana Taurasi and Mariah Jefferson finished with 15 points, and Sophie Cunningham finished with 14 points. On the losing end for the Mystics, Brittany Sykes finished with 24 points. Once again, the final score, Mercury 91, Mystics 72. And then we had a good game in Indianapolis between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Indiana Fever. Los Angeles would win 87-80. Nneka Ogwumike, what can you say about her? She's been one of the premier players in the W for such a long time and still getting it done. Here's Nneka in action.
Here's Nneka Ogwumike. Ogwumike knocks down the free throw. As Ogwumike hustles inside. As Ogwumike, Canada. Ogwumike, the shot fake and lays it in. Ogwumike from the mid-range connects. Ogwumike hustling inside. Spinning. Clarendon. Stop and starts. Push shot too strong. Ogwumike the rebound. And four straight for Nneka.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and League Pass. So again, the final score, Los Angeles 87, Indiana 80. Nneka Ogwumike finished with a double-double with 20 points and 11 rebounds for Los Angeles. Laisha Clarendon finished with 17 points and Carly Samuelson finished with 13 points. On the losing end for Indiana, Kelsey Mitchell finished with 21 points. Aaliyah Boston finished with 18 points and Grace Berger finished with 14 points. Once again, the final score, Los Angeles 87, Indiana 80. We move along now to action from Thursday, August the 10th. We had the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Indiana Fever. It was all Indiana. The Fever would win 91-73. For the Fever, Kelsey Mitchell finished with 24 points. Erica Wheeler had a double-double with 17 points and 10 assists. And Aaliyah Boston finished with 15 points and 13 rebounds. Again, the final score, Indiana 91, Minnesota 73. We had the Connecticut Sun take on the Phoenix Mercury in a very close game. Phoenix would hold on to win 90-84. Brittany Griner had a double-double in this game with 21 points and 10 rebounds. Here's BG in action.
Inside to BG, spinning and hitting. Brittany Griner gets the easy two. Back inside to Griner, no double. And she earns a trip to the free throw line for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Griner, still perfect from the floor. Shug Sutton with the rebound and on the run. Nice dish to Breezy. Oh, what beautiful basketball by Phoenix. So Olivia Nelson-Adota picks up the personal foul. Griner on the deck, up and in. Cunningham waiting for more teammates wearing the white jerseys. Nice blow by Breezy. Griner against Tatar. I bet that basket felt good for BG. Into Griner against Tatar. Up and in.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime Video. So Brittany Griner again had a double-double with 21 points and 10 rebounds. Moriah Jefferson finished with 17 points, and Diana Taurasi finished with 16 points. On the losing end for Connecticut, Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 20 points and 11 rebounds, and Rebecca Allen finished with 24 points. Once again, the final score, Phoenix 90, Connecticut 84. And then we had the Atlanta Dream going up against the Seattle Storm. Very close game, but in the end, it would be the Storm. Seattle would win 68-67. The leading scorer in the WNBA this year, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd, continued to get it done. And when there's a will, there's a way. And Jewel has found that way. And she definitely found a way to get the victory for the Storm over the Dream. Here's Jewel in action.
Here's Lloyd with it. One dribble and up. That's established. We know that Jewel Lloyd, one dribble and up is established. Jewel forces her way in. Slithers with the left hand up over the rim and score. As he back irons the second, Jordan Horst in the offensive rebound. Can Seattle take advantage? Jewel for three. There it is. And one. Here is Jewel. Sammy coming. Jewel head down. Flip it up off the window. Scores. And one.
All right. That audio courtesy of the WNBA and NBA TV. So the final score again, Seattle 68, Atlanta 67. Jewel Lloyd finished with 19 points. Ezzie Magbegor finished with 17 points and 11 rebounds. And Sammy Whitcomb finished with 11 points. On the losing end for the Dream, Ryan Howard finished with 20 points and Alicia Gray finished with 17 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 68, Atlanta 67. Let's move along now to action from Friday, August the 11th. We had the New York Liberty going up against the Chicago Sky. New York would win 89-73. For the Liberty, Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 19 points. Jonquel Jones finished with 18 points. And Bettnija Laney finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, New York 89, Chicago 73. And then we had the Washington Mystics going up against the Las Vegas Aces. It was all Aces. Las Vegas would win 113-89. Asia Wilson had a career high in points. She scored 40 points to go along with 12 rebounds. We talk about the best getting better. Asia Wilson is one of those prime examples of that. Here's Asia in action.
That's Asia Wilson, cleans it up with Asia Wilson, and Wilson just puts the head down. Went out of the timeout as Asia Wilson gets another bucket. As Wilson continues, Aces taking advantage of her size and strength inside.
Defense, and they needed to have shooters. Asia Wilson going to work with the and one.
The Aces as Asia Wilson puts the head down again. It's a cloud with double digits now. She's got 10, and Asia Wilson with the and one. as Asia Wilson gets the and one on the outside jumper. She kind of got out of her game as Wilson lays that one up high off the backboard.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. So again, Asia Wilson had a double-double with 40 points and 12 rebounds. Chelsea Gray and Kelsey Plum both had a double-double. Get this, they both scored 19 points and they both had 10 assists. Coincidence? No, not this time around. Again, Chelsea and Kelsey both had a double-double with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Jackie Young contributed with 17 points and Kirsten Bell finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 113, Washington 89. Let's move along now to action from Saturday, August the 12th. The Atlanta Dream took on the Los Angeles Sparks. Los Angeles would win 85-74. For the Sparks, Jordan Canada had 20 points. Nneka Ogwumike finished with 17 points. Laisha Clarendon finished with 16 points. And Azaree Stevens finished with 15 points. Again, the final score was Los Angeles 85, Atlanta 74. We have the Connecticut Sun squaring off against the Dallas Wings. Dallas would win by 10, 91-81. For the Wings, Satu Sabali finished with 28 points, and Arike Ogunbowale finished with 23 points, and Crystal Dangerfield had 16 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 91, Connecticut 81. And then let's move along now to action from Sunday, August the 13th. We had the Chicago Sky take on the Washington Mystics. The Mystics would win 83-76. For the Mystics, Brittany Sykes finished with 30 points. Again, the final score, Washington 83, Chicago 76. The Seattle Storm took on the Phoenix Mercury. It was all Storm. Seattle would win 81-71. The Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd, unstoppable in this game. She finished with 24 points. Also, Ezzie Magbegor contributed with 17 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 81, Phoenix 71. We had the Atlanta Dream take on the Las Vegas Aces. It was all Las Vegas in this one. Final score, 86-65. For the Aces, Asia Wilson finished with 21 points. Jackie Young finished with 17 points. And Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray both had 13 points, and Kayla George contributed with 11 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 86, Atlanta 65. And then we had the New York Liberty take on the Indiana Fever. The Liberty dominated from start to finish. Final score, 100-89. For the Liberty, Brianna Stewart, again, an MVP candidate this year, making history, becoming the first player in WNBA history to have 3 40-point games in a season. Similar to what I said about Asia Wilson, the best just keeps getting better, and that's Brianna Stewart. Here's Brianna in action.
Jones coming up with the rebound. Eighth in the league in rebounding, and you can't lose Stewart.
See a list of all the big-time moments and big-time players. Yes. Brianna Stewart knocks down her second.
Stewart drives on Boston. Kisses it off the glass. Indy, Stewart, come on now. Stewart wants it, and now she's over 40.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. So again, the final score was New York 100, Indiana 89. Brianna Stewart scored 42 points. Also contributing to the victory, Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 15 points and 12 rebounds. Sabrina Ionescu had 10 points, and Courtney Vandersloot contributed with 14 assists. Again, the final score, New York 100, Indiana 89. And that takes care of the week that was in the WNBA. All right, let's time now for our Player of the Week award winners. And let's start off in the Eastern Conference. So the Player of the Week award in the Eastern Conference for the week of August the 8th goes to Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. This is the third time this year that she's won the Eastern Conference Player of the Week award. And in the Western Conference, it's awarded to the White Mamba, Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury. So again, our Player of the Week award winners from the Eastern Conference for the week of August the 8th, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. This is her third time winning it this year. And for the Western Conference, Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury. Congratulations. All right, let's move along now to the league leaders in the W. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA representing the Seattle Storm, Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba. She's averaging 24 points per game. Coming in at number two is Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. At number three, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. At number four, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number five, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. Next category is rebounds. Coming in at number one, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. She's averaging 10 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two, Asia Wilson. At number three, Nalissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. At number four, Brianna Stewart. And at number five, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category is going to be assists per game. At number one, she's leading the league in rebounds. And now you can add assists to that as well, Alyssa Thomas. At number two, Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. At number three, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. And at number five, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category is blocks. At number one, Asia Wilson, averaging over two blocks a game. At number two, Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. At number three, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. At number four, Elizabeth Williams from the Chicago Sky. And at number five, Brianna Stewart. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one, Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. What a rookie season she is having this year. She's clearly the leading candidate for this year's Rookie of the Year award. She's shooting 60% from the field. At number two, from the Dallas Wings, Tierra McCowan. At number three, Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. At number four, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And at number five, Jonquel Jones from the New York Liberty. Next category is free throw percentage. At number one, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 96% from the free throw line. At number two, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 95% from the free throw line. At number three, from the Los Angeles Sparks, Carly Samuelson. At number four, Ariel Atkins from the Washington Mystics. And at number five, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is going to be three-point percentage. At number one, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. She's shooting 47% from three-point range. At number two, her teammate, Chelsea Gray. She's shooting 45%. At number three, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. At number four, Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. And at number five, Dejanay Carrington from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is going to be steals. At number one, representing the Washington Mystics, Brittany Sykes. At number two, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number three, Alyssa Thomas. And then tied for fourth, we have Satu Sabally from the Dallas Wings and Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And then the last category that we have is minutes played. Coming in at number one, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. She's averaging 37 minutes a game. At number two, Alyssa Thomas. She's averaging 36 minutes a game. At number three, Jewel Lloyd. She's averaging 35 minutes a game. At number four, Brianna Stewart. She's averaging 34 minutes a game. And at number five, from the Dallas Wings, Natasha Howard. She's averaging 33 minutes a game. And that takes care of your league leaders in the WNBA. All right, let's give you the current standings before we go to break. And I tell you one thing. It is getting hot and it's getting heavy. We're in the middle of August as we make that run towards into September, the start of the playoffs. The play is going to get intense and the action is going to get ferocious. Starting off currently in first place in the WNBA standings are the Las Vegas Aces. They have a current record of 27 wins and 3 losses. They have clinched a playoff berth. In second place, the New York Liberty. They have clinched a playoff berth. They have a record of 24-6. Coming in at number three, the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 21-9. Coming in fourth place are the Dallas Wings. They have a record of 16-14. At number five, the Atlanta Dream. They have a record of 15-16. Tied for sixth place, the Minnesota Lynx and the Washington Mystics. They both have a record of 14-16. Tied for eighth are the Chicago Sky and the Los Angeles Sparks. They both have a record of 12-18. Tied for 10th place, the Phoenix Mercury and the Seattle Storm. They both have a record of 9-21. And in last place are the Indiana Fever. They have a record of 8-23. So Las Vegas and New York, they've already punched their tickets into the postseason. They've clinched their playoff berths, but there's still a lot of basketball left to be played. Las Vegas and New York jockeying for position. Who will be number one? Who will fall to number two? What about Connecticut? Connecticut could be the X factor in all of this. And don't sleep on Dallas. Don't sleep on Atlanta or Minnesota or Washington. They could. Some of these teams can move up or some of these teams can move down. I tell you, it's going to be a dogfight, never going to be a dull moment going forward as we make our way towards September when the playoffs begin in the W. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Have to tell you that you've got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to look forward to. It's hard to imagine how much you could lose if you lost just one thing, your sight. Before you notice, you may be in very serious trouble because once you lose your vision to glaucoma, it's gone forever. Groups at high risk for glaucoma include African Americans and Hispanics over the age of 40, those with a family history of glaucoma, people with diabetes, and anyone over age 50. The only way to detect glaucoma before your sight starts disappearing is with a dilated eye exam. A dilated eye exam is a simple, painless test that can detect early signs of glaucoma and other eye diseases. Call your eye doctor today to schedule a dilated eye exam. After all, you have a lot to look forward to. Get a dilated eye exam before glaucoma gets you. Get the facts. Visit preventblindness.org/glaucoma.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to give you the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Tuesday, August the 15th. The New York Liberty square off against the Las Vegas Aces. And again, they play each other again on Thursday, August the 17th. The New York Liberty going up against the Las Vegas Aces. So these next two games are going to be very pivotal because it could determine who moves up to number one or who's going to move down to number two. Or who will remain in their respective positions for the moment. New York and Las Vegas, they've basically been the two teams that have carried the league for much of the year, much of the first half, and even really going into the second half. These two teams are really mirror images of one another. It's just going to be a matter of what happens now and towards the end of the regular season. It's going to be interesting. So we've got the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces facing each other on Tuesday, August the 15th, and then on Thursday, August the 17th. On Friday, August the 18th, we have the Washington Mystics going up against the Indiana Fever, the Dallas Wings going up against the Connecticut Sun, the Chicago Sky going up against the Atlanta Dream, the New York Liberty going up against the Phoenix Mercury, and the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Seattle Storm. On Saturday, August the 19th, we have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Las Vegas Aces. And then on Sunday, August the 20th, we have the Dallas Wings going up against the Washington Mystics, the Connecticut Sun going up against the Chicago Sky, the Indiana Fever going up against the Phoenix Mercury, and the Seattle Storm going up against the Minnesota Lynx. So we are in the thick of things in the WNBA regular season, late August. Going into September, it's going to be dog-eat-dog, it's going to be ferocious. We know what Las Vegas and New York are going to bring, but don't sleep on Connecticut. Don't sleep on Dallas. Don't sleep on Atlanta. Don't sleep on Washington. Don't sleep on those teams, and don't sleep on Minnesota either now because they can surprise a lot of people as well. So it's definitely going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be must-see TV and must-watch basketball. And thank you so much again for joining me on another exciting edition of striving for it all. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.